This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
And we're looking at a medical technology center being proposed for the former I-195 property in Providence. One of the people behind this proposal is our guest this time around, Dr. Peter Snyder, Senior Vice President and Chief Research Officer at Lifespan. Thanks for talking.
Thank you for having me.
Very generally, what is the proposal to have the New England Medical Innovation Center?
We envision a center that has a physical space within the I-195 district, but employs the expertise, the talent, and the knowledge base that spans our nonprofit institutions in the state, along with very deep, real partnerships with corporate R&D partners, both regionally as well as nationally and international partners, in order to develop novel technologies in several therapeutic areas, to design solutions in a complicated medical system. And these design solutions could range from novel devices and diagnostics all the way up through architecture, interior design, human systems, and human factors engineering solutions to improve our medical system.
That sounds very ambitious.
It is very ambitious. We have some experience on the Lifespan Hospital side in our health system in working with corporate partners to develop novel solutions and co-own the intellectual property. We've had some good successes in that area, and we reason that that model can be expanded manyfold. And if we do so, and we really drive new development in medical design in this region, then by virtue of that growth, we can't support it as a single hospital system. We really have to recruit the talent and expertise across our two schools of engineering in the state, our School of Public Health, our medical school, and really one of the best design schools in the world.
So this is the if you were to look at a continuum of getting in from idea to, say, product or service, the basic research is happening at the nonprofits. And this is the idea where you look at this research and you say, okay, this has potential for something, and develop that potential. And then after that, you go out for funding. Then you actually create an entity that might either, you know, create a product or design a service to. Is that sort of the way to look at it?
That's one model, and that's part of what we envision for the center. So we really see a couple of different types of activities, and none of these are mutually exclusive. So one is, as you suggest, we may have ideas that are coming from our faculty, whether they be at URI, in the School of Engineering there, or in the medical school at Brown, or in the industrial design department at RISD, or in one of our clinical departments in the hospitals. We have great ideas, great technologies that are being developed all the time, and they need to be supported. They need to be advanced. And really, it's the earliest stages of development where these good ideas falter because they don't get the resources they need. But that's only one approach. The other approach is to partner with companies in order to identify shared space, shared interests from a marketing perspective, from a needs perspective, paired with deep expertise in our institutions, to create teams that do what we call blue sky innovation. Pick a therapeutic area where we can innovate and let the team go. And the goal of NEMIC, of the center that we're proposing, is to serve as the curator for that activity.
So you and Aidan Petrie, who's the co-founder of Zymetica, which is an innovative medical technology company in and of itself, you proposed using some of the space in the former 195 land, but you didn't talk about funding or anything like that. So how is this going to come together? Because obviously it needs money.
It does need money. So just imagine the complexity of the master agreement that we have to put together in order to manage IP across four nonprofit institutions with industrial partners.
So this is Lifespan, URI, Brown, and RISD.
Correct.
Okay.
We do need money to launch. There's no question about it. Space is nice, but if you have space without the funds to launch, the space is useless. So what we're looking at is raising funds initially from the founding partners, and the founding partners being these four nonprofit institutions, but also some of the for-profit corporate partners that we're engaged with who are willing to invest both for short-term gain in terms of product development, but also long-term growth in terms of developing an intellectual property portfolio that may mature over the next 15 to 20 years.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Dr. Peter Snyder, Senior Vice President and Chief Research Officer at Lifespan. Would your proposal be in any kind of direct competition with other innovation concerns who also want to locate in the former 195 property?
No, I think there'd be synergy. I mean, we're actually hoping to occupy space very close to Johnson & Johnson and their innovation center that they're going to put in the space, as well as the Cambridge Innovation Center. We think that they're excellent neighbors, and there may be synergies that we haven't yet realized. We haven't had conversations with them yet.
I'm wondering how it works in terms of gathering nonprofits together, coming up with proposals, ideas, and turning it into a for-profit venture. How does that happen?
Are you familiar with the euphemism of herding cats? It's pretty much what it takes. These are institutions that each in their own right are stellar institutions with their own strategic plans, their own strategic initiatives, their own goals. What we're looking for is an area where there could be synergistic growth that can't be accomplished by any one institution alone. And that takes a fair amount of shuttle diplomacy in order to bring everyone together so that that vision can be realized. And we're actively working on that now, and I feel with some success.
With the proposed Innovation Center, let's assume there is a building there. What goes on inside it? Is there any manufacturing going on?
No, I don't think so. I think there may be some early prototyping at some point, alpha and beta prototyping and testing for things that require that. And not every design innovation is going to require a prototype necessarily. But really, it's going to be mostly a dry space, office space, video conferencing space, rooms that can be set aside for project teams where we have to maintain firewalls between companies and protect intellectual property that already exists. I would say the most important skill set that we need to hire into the center is project management. We need some stellar project managers.
Are the partners getting much guidance from the state, from the Commerce Corporation, for example?
Secretary Pryor has been very generous with his time, with his effort, his energy, and his advice, as has his staff. I'm actively engaged with staff at Commerce RI, as well as him personally to provide advice and guidance. Nonetheless, no commitments have been made at this point. We're still working towards that. And I think that over time, we need to make sure that Governor Raimondo is aware and on board and supportive. We're working towards that goal.
And that's where we will have to leave this discussion. Dr. Peter Snyder of Lifespan, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy, as always, Providence Business News.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.